Welcome to the Offer Letter Podcast, the place where real career coaches and HR professionals prepare you to answer job interview questions. I'm your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano, here to help you get your offer letter. Today's question is, what companies are you in the process of interviewing with? Now, when you first hear this question, it might sound a little invasive, kind of like they just ask you what your weight and your age are. I mean, what right do they have to ask you which companies you're interviewing with? So you're probably thinking that these recruiters are so nosy and they have no right to ask you this question. Or do they? And would it help you to answer this question? Now today, from the state of Texas, we have an executive coach, a networking expert, a strategic job search consultant, and the founder of the Network Concierge, all rolled up into one. Susan Collins wants you to get unstuck by moving up, moving forward, and moving on in your career. Today's guest joining us from Houston is Susan Collins, career coach and strategist, who believes that feeling stuck is natural, but staying stuck is a choice. So welcome to the podcast today, Susan.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me today.
So Susan, quick question. Now, I mean, this question is a little strange. And you know what? I remember one time I got this question. And, you know, I felt like the person was crossing the line a little with this question and going too deep into my privacy. So I want to ask you this. Are recruiters allowed to ask this question of which companies are you in the process of interviewing with?
Michael, they are allowed to ask this question.
Okay, so then why would they ask this question, I guess?
Well, there are a few reasons they might ask this question. The most important reason they're going to ask this question is that they want to understand, if you're a great candidate, do they have any competition? So are you interviewing with anyone else? It also helps them gauge their timeline. So if they have interviewed you and they know that their hiring manager is going to be out of town for a week, or their hiring manager has big meetings coming up, they're going to feel a lot more pressure to figure out how to get you into the interview process. So they might do it because they want to understand their competition. They might do it because they want to gauge their timeline. How much time do they have till you're off the market? And then there's a third reason that's a little judgy and probably doesn't feel really good. When they ask who you're actually interviewing with, sometimes they're trying to determine, you know, are you interviewing with the same caliber of organization that they're in, and what benefits might they have that are better or worse so that they can really leverage that during the negotiation process.
So it really is a strategic thing. It's not that they're just being really nosy then, huh?
It really is strategic.
So why don't you tell us some tips and tricks on how you can answer this question?
I would caution you to not tell them what companies you're interviewing with. But if you are in the process, your goal is not to put too much pressure on them, especially if you're really interested in this job, but to let them know you're a desirable candidate. So I would say something to the effect of, I am in the process with another organization, or I'm in the process with a couple of other organizations, but this company has been at the top of my list. And then maybe you name off a couple of reasons why you're really interested in the job. I feel like the work is challenging. I think that this is the next step to development in my career, or I'm really excited about working with Tableau and, what you are doing, I think I can help you take to the next level. But give them a reason to want to continue to pursue the relationship with you.
Giving them a reason to want to continue to pursue the relationship, that's always good. So could you give us an example of how to answer this question?
So, Michael, I am interviewing with three different companies right now. And what where I'm at in the process is I have two that are in first interviews, and I have three. I have a third one that is maybe moving towards the end. They've, you know, indicated that we're going to get to an offer, but there's no offer yet. I really want to pursue this conversation because I'm really excited about the work that you're doing, and I believe in the vision of the organization. So don't worry about them. If things start to speed up and I start to feel a little bit of pressure, I'll just keep you up to date with where I'm at with each of these other organizations. But no, you are at the top of my list. So I'm willing to, you know, do my best to slow things down with them so that we can keep talking.
And that's excellent because it's making them feel special. And you know what? You're not showing all of your cards to them. You're not giving the names of the organizations, but you are saying that it is moving along. So you know what? They'd better hurry up and make a decision because you will be off the market soon. Well, Susan, you want? Actually, I've got one more question for you.
Yes.
How can you flip this question around and ask if they're considering any strong candidates
so that they're
not wasting their time?
Right. You know, I think that we've seen a big increase in people going internally, but still posting the job. And it feels a little like you're being used to be compared to the internal candidate. So I would recommend that, number one, you could say, can you tell me what the process looks like from here? So then the recruiter can say, we've just started the interview process, or we have a few other people in the process. Or if you want to be a little more straightforward, you can say, are any other candidates being considered at this point of the process? And then, you know, the recruiter may hold it close to their vest, but it gives them an opportunity to tell you where you're at in the process compared to other people.
That's excellent because you really need to know where they're at. Are they really wasting your time, or is this a legitimate interview? Well, now, Susan, I know that you are doing lots and lots of great things out there. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you do and how people can learn a little bit more about your work?
So thanks for asking. I am an executive coach, and I believe in joy at work. I think that everybody should want to go to work 40, 50 hours a week and enjoy 90% of the time that they're there. So I help people take a look at what they're doing and determine, is this the right place for them to be? Are there skills or other things that they need to learn? And I provide that sounding board for them to build those skills outside of their organization. Or if it's time to move on, I help them build strategic job searches. So either way, my mission is to really help people find joy at work through coaching. And that's what I do.
Joy at work is so important. You know, you never want to be in a place where you're not happy because you know what? It just makes the day better and it makes you better. Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. That was awesome.
I loved it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. My name is Michael Manzano, knowing soon that you will get your offer letter.